Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love having Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press on the show, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The one thing that I didn't know about Andy, which I've learned over the course of the last month, outside of his love for sports, is, like, he loves some music, man. He's rocking out, going to concerts and stuff like that. Man, it's been one heck of a summer for you, Andy Greeter.
Yeah, you know, that was I was down at Hinterland, which is, you know, near Des Moines, and it was kind of for my wife's birthday, so we saw some Lana Del Rey and some Bleachers last Sunday night, and I get a phone call kind of between sets, and it's Henry Lake wanting to schedule a radio appearance, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'd love to join you, but I'm kind of in the middle of some concerts right now. So, that's how you kind of found that out.
I wasn't trying to No, I knew before that. First off, I didn't know where you were at that time. I'm not trying to pull a Kendrick Lamar and kill your vibe. but I love your Instagram and you, like, you've had a good summer, man. You've visited a couple different spots. What's been your favorite thing that you've done this summer with the fam?
You know, that was part of the same opportunity last weekend to go down to Iowa and visit some family. My grandma turned 90 this year, so my entire mom's side of my family got together for the first time since my grandpa passed 8 years ago. So it was great to be able to catch up with, you know, some of my nearest and dearest from my childhood. So that's got to be the number one.
That's awesome, man. Hey, real quickly, because I definitely wanted to talk majority of Minnesota Golden Gopher football with you, but we just had on Dane St. Clair, face of Minnesota United Soccer, the goalkeeper. And you're under the microscope, just so you know, because Eric Durkee is listening to the show. But hey, going into this season, I think that we talked early on, and there was some kind of question about what were the expectations for this team. At this specific point, would you say that from what maybe you thought that the team would be and how they were constructed, that they have maybe exceeded expectations to this point? Because at least in my opinion, and look, I'm not like a great soccer mind, but to me they've been a much better team. They've developed greater chemistry. There were some questions. They've lost some players. Remember they had the holdout, or they had the trade, or who was a star player at the beginning of the year that they got out of here?
Emmanuel Reynoso. Last summer.
Oh, yeah, was that
Emmanuel
last summer?
Reynoso.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like did they have an issue going into this year, though?
No, they were pretty much smooth sailing. But to answer your question, I think the fact that, you know, up until last night, and the fact that they were contending for what was, you know, four trophies, the kind of quadruple, if you will, kind of showed the fact that, you know, we've turned August and they're, you know, able to be competing for four different trophies, to be in four different types of competitions. You know, showed that, you know, given the fact that they are a low spending team, to be able to punch above their weight and be able to be contending now for three different types of trophies shows that, you know, they are a quality team and have quality pieces and quality coaching and quality ownership. And for Eric Durkee, quality PR all in the mix.
Yeah, I feel like they've really done a good job, man. And maybe it's just because I'm not as in tune with the league like most diehards are. But I really do love their coach. I think that Eric Ramsey is just a phenomenal guy. You know, it's funny because he's always kind of like, you know, super. He doesn't smile a lot. He seems like he's always serious. And that was funny because I joke with Dane. I was like, man, do you ever get a chance to maybe have him crack a smile, whatever? And he's like, yeah, every now and then, whatever. But I think that he's done a really good job in the short time that he's been here.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, going into year two and the fact that, you know, they, like I said, are in the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup or within the top three in the Western Conference, are in a good spot when it comes to Supporter Shield and the overall standings of MLS. I think it goes to show his ability to be pragmatic with a team that doesn't have a ton of star power when it comes to attacking type talent. They've got some really good players, but there's nobody that's going to be on the marquee when it comes to MLS, and that he kind of builds it out from a defensive standpoint. And Dan St. Clair is really kind of the backbone and the kind of foundation of it. But they really have an identity, and I think that goes to a credit to Eric Ramsey and the pieces that they have, that they're able to be so successful being one of the lowest spending teams in the league.
Yeah, I love everything about, you know, the atmosphere at the matches, at the games. I was at the Messi match. That was spectacular, just the energy and everything about it, and to see, you know, Dane and get a chance to talk to him right there in the tunnel, that was – like, how would you rank that specific game in the atmosphere there versus not like playoff situations, because playoffs, we know how heightened it is for any playoff game in any league, but versus other matches in years past?
Yeah, I mean, I was on with Jason DeRusha on these airwaves around that time, and, you know, I would usually walk up to, and I told Jason at that time, you know, I would usually walk up to the stadium about 2 hours in advance, and it's usually me and some people that are working security or usher types, and for that match, it was people lining up around the stadium trying to get in 2 hours in advance. I think it just kind of showed the kind of magnitude of that match and kind of having it play out the way that it did, where there were a ton of goals, Minnesota was able to win big, Messi was able to score, so everybody that was in the building to see Messi and to see the greatness that is arguably the best player of all time be able to come on and have his moment of magic and have Minnesota be able to win and beat one of the marquee teams in MLS. So it was kind of a perfect day.
What do you think are reasonable expectations moving forward? Like, is it right now, because of the season that they've had to this point, and we know that they are contenders in the West, is it legitimately like, okay, this team is in a small group of teams that potentially could win the cup, or no?
I think they're on the cusp of that. I don't put them in the elite category because I think we saw last night, we've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks that there is a recipe to beat this team. If you're able to sit back and be defensive, Minnesota is going to have a difficult time breaking you down.
Yeah,
and there's an opportunity right now for this team with the summer transfer window to go out and make additions to address that specific need that they have. And they haven't done so up until this point. The window has been open for a couple of weeks. It's going to be open for a couple of weeks more. It sounds like they're trying to make inroads and bring in that type of player or players to fill in the needs that they have, the glaring needs that they have that I feel that are out there. And if they're able to do that and they're able to hit the ground running, which is asking a lot for a player that's likely going to be coming from outside of the league, outside of the country, it's going to be a daunting task. I think they're right on the cusp of it. I think they have an opportunity to continue to punch above their weight, but are they going to be able to make those additions in the summer to push them above and beyond and make themselves a true contender is going to be what I'm going to be watching over the next couple of weeks.
Talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Speaking about, you know, being ready, are you ready for Thursday, August 28th versus Buffalo? Are you ready for Golden Gopher football?
I'm working up towards it. You know, it's one of those things where it kind of sneaks up on you. You know, I think once the calendar flips to August, then it becomes football season. I was able to to go to practice on Tuesday. I wasn't able to go Saturday because of my grandma's thing that I mentioned before, but kind of being around the team and seeing where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, you know, seeing some hitting, seeing some skill position players make some moves, make some actions, I think is always kind of invigorating for me. I love college football. I love the pageantry. I love the spectacle of it. I'm certainly on board with it. It's kind of an on-ramp for me as well, just because, like we've been talking about, you know, I kind of been focused on other sports. I've done some Gopher basketball over the last couple of weeks as well. So I'm always kind of a hodgepodge. But, yeah, I'll certainly be up for it once that ball gets kicked off at Huntington Bank Stadium in, what is it, 2 weeks from today?
It'll be
right around the corner.
It's on the 28th, I think, is
three
the
weeks.
Game.
3 weeks from today.
Yeah, so I mean, people are getting ready to rock and roll 3 weeks from today. Listen, I'll tell you this, Andy. Look, because I love football, right? I love the National Football League. I love watching college football, whatever. Yes, I'm a fan of the Gophers. Gophers will let us down at times, and they'll also, you know, kind of really, you know, give us a surprise, right? A surprise win, an upset victory from time to time, too. But there's something different about my, I guess, interest in this team this year as opposed to maybe the last 3 or 4 years. You know what that is?
Does it have to do with a certain safety from Esco, Minnesota?
Oh, yes! Yes, sir! Man, Coy Parrish is he's the bomb. Like, he's phenomenal. You're talking about his athleticism, his skill level. Like, he is, and we use this, and I think at times we use it loosely, but I don't think it's using it loosely here. We talk about him, you know, I am him. Or this guy's one of one. I do believe that with him. He's special.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Absolutely. I think there's been, I'll just kind of tap the brakes a little bit for a second. There's been a number of comparisons to Travis Hunter that have been thrown out because – Well, just listen, because he's going to be playing some offense, and I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction, given recency bias, to try to compare him to what I think is a generational-type player. And we've seen quite a bit of that. I think Coy has shown himself to be a tremendous-type talent, but I think it's important to realize that he's a sophomore, and he's going to be trying to play some offense, and we'll see what that's going to be. I think that kind of adds to the intrigue that I think you probably have over what Coy can be this year. But I think it's more important to just kind of see what happens with him, because he's been kind of a revelation whenever he gets the ball in his hands or when he steals the ball from another team like he did at the end of the USC game. So I think he's brought a lot of joy and a lot of opportunity for Minnesota, and I think we just kind of need to let it play out and not compare him to a generational Heisman Trophy-type winner that I've seen a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Who's going to be the – who is like when we talk about the quarterback play this year, what does that look like for Gopher fans? Like, give me what we think the position is going to be in terms of, like, how good the quarterback could be.
Yeah, so it's going to be Drake Lindsey, who's a redshirt freshman quarterback who had some mop-up duty and kind of some blowout games filling in for Max Brosmer last year. But he is a highly thought-of quarterback from Fayetteville, Arkansas, kind of the backyard of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And we're going to be able to see what he can be. I think they like what he provides as far as strong-armed, big pocket-type quarterback who is able to process, who has a lot of confidence, who understands the system, has been in it for a while, has learned under a quality quarterback in Max Brosmer, who is now with the Vikings. But there's obviously the unknowns of what it's going to be like in his first real action at the level of Big Ten football. So they're really high on him. They think he has a tremendous upside. But that's obviously going to come with a learning curve, right? Because not everybody can come in and be, you know, Joe Montana in the first time that they touch the football. So I think we're going to be able to kind of wait and see what that's going to be like. Is PJ Fleck going to be able to trust him if there are some moments where he does, say, turn the ball over once or twice? Is PJ going to have the confidence to stick with him in game to try to go back to his arm and try to win the game? Or is he going to revert back to what he did with Ethan Calliope-Manis a couple of years ago and just pound the ball on the ground and kind of win a different way? I think it'll be an interesting kind of give and take to kind of go through the learning process, go through those teething moments, and be able to ride through a quarterback who they really believe in, but obviously isn't going to be the finished product when he steps on the field against Buffalo in 3 weeks.
What do you think, real quickly, what do you think, you know, we all look at schedules and we try to, you know, predict win-loss, whatever. What do you think this type of season is in front of the Minnesota Golden Gophers? How good do you think that they could be?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the Vegas odds makers have pegged it probably 6.5 wins.
Yep.
That's very much where they were picked to finish last year. They exceeded that a year ago. I think they'll do so again here this year. They've got some really difficult road games. They go to Autzen Stadium, play the Oregon Ducks. They go to the Horseshoe to play the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. But I think there's a lot of opportunities elsewhere in the schedule. Now they go and play Cal. The Golden Bears are not a top team in the you know, Pac-2 or the ACC or wherever the heck they are these days. But I think there's a lot of opportunities in the schedule. Obviously, there's going to be rivalry games against Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa is going to be a difficult one at Iowa City, but they've had the Badgers number over the recent couple of years here. I think 3 of the last 4 they've won. So I think it's an opportunity to find a way to get 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins. If the quarterback plays well, if they're able to shore up things along both of the lines, they've had some injury issues up front on both sides. And obviously when it comes to Golden Gopher football, it's like you said, there's going to be letdowns. There's going to be some surprises. Are they going to be able to turn a, you know, 500 record in one possession games into 6-2? Record in one possession games, and are they able to stay healthy? They're not always the deepest team, so if they can stay healthy and find a way to win more one possession games and get quality quarterback play, this could be a great year. If the adverse is true, then it could be a difficult year. So it's kind of right on the knife's edge, if you will.
Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Andy Greer. Check out his fine work for the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.